Here it is.
Thanks, though.
I guess food will have to wait. Chicago
the
Media, you're
a scholar immersed in poverty and a long time
I had to get
to the
Plaza
and marginalized.
Kenny is here. She's
in addition to her anti-war and anti-activism,
I can call back.
Anti-occupation activism
and hold the
is engaged in the struggle to preserve the separation of church and state.
This is apparently coverage of the rally itself.
We've got about eight people out here. The bucket looks like this. And as bring the troops home now. Please dig deep and help us pay for this event and all.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Right after the pass the bucket, Cynthia McKinney is going to speak. Do you want me to hold the cell phone up?
Yeah, if you could.
And air it? Okay.
Yes, please. You're coming through fine.
All right. And you can put me down when you want, but I think I'll stay on the line because I think she's going to go up in a second.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Is that right?
Yeah, perfect. Great. Cynthia McKinney will be joining us in a moment.
We've had court costs. We've been in court three times. We have the incredible services of the National Lawyers Guild. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Jim Senecki and Charles Nissen Sabat for their countless hours and all their assistance.
You're listening to live coverage from Federal Plaza.
But we still have to pay for all the court transcripts. We have to pay for the stage. The government can spend billions of dollars killing folks who've done nothing to us, maiming our troops, bringing home thousands and thousands of soldiers who have a very dubious future ahead of them. But this is our movement, and we have to pay for it, and we have to keep this movement going. And I really want to echo what Reverend Jake said this earlier today. When he said, when we get done marching today, the city may not want us marching, but we'll go home, and we're going to march in our churches, and we'll march in front of the laundromat. We'll march down in the corner of our damn street and pass out flyers and talk and talk to everybody and tell them what your government is doing in your name. And tell them to stop it and stop watching basketball games and get out of the streets. She's in the crowd and going to be on stage in a little bit. I just want to remind you, Bob is serving food back here so we can nurture your body as well as your soul today. Remember to treat the basket generously when it comes around. And more!
Our next speaker is a guest again to our fair city. Needs no introduction. United States Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney is an international law advocate for voting rights, human rights, and the strengthening of business ties between Africa and the United States. She served as Congresswoman from Georgia from 1992 to 2002, and just won her seat back in one of the most contentious House races of the 2004 election season. An election that is worth voting for in Georgia. She has been an outspoken critic against the war in Iraq, and is viewed by many, nationally and internationally, and by us in the anti-war movement in Chicago, as the most courageous politician in all of the United States. While serving in Congress, her first 10 years, she introduced, fought for, and helped to pass critical legislation supporting the rights of the people over corporate interests, including the sponsorship of the Arms Transfers Code of Conduct, much-needed legislation which aimed to prevent the sale of U.S. weapons to dictators, finally passing the House in June of 1997. She became one of the first members of Congress to demand a thorough investigation into the events of September 11th. And one of the only two members of Congress to vote against going to war in Iraq. Because of that bravery and her challenge to the administration rationale for war, an estimated 40,000 Republicans used crossover voting to defeat her in the Democratic primary. But now she's back, and she won't receive that with the support of the people that have been in Georgia, who know that she cares about them, who know that she cares about us. Please welcome U.S. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
Thank you very much. It's been a long time since I've seen such a phalanx of armed men, but we're the ones who want peace. I'd also like to take this opportunity to recognize Mr. and Mrs. Lipscomb, who are here at this rally. Mrs. Lipscomb is the mother in Fahrenheit 911. Here she is. You, the people, are the reason that her and I are standing before you now, because you know the truth. And the truth is going to bring our troops home. Thank you. She's exactly right. 2 years ago, we gathered all across America to say no to war. We were joined by people all over the planet. We know that there is an alternative to war. But war is about the only option available when the real motive is to steal natural resources that belong to somebody else. Or to restack the debt in the Middle East with today's generation of coups and assassinations following the likes of the U.S. 1949 ouster of Syria's elected government, the U.S. 1953 ouster of Iran's elected government, the U.S. 1958 landing of Marines in Lebanon, and its 1963 support for a coup in Iraq after an assassination attempt against its leader failed. The militarism we see today is nothing new. Even though some 14 countries have withdrawn their troops since March 2003, Bush tells the American people that he has no idea when the U.S. troops can expect to come home. Sadly, many of them are being forced to take matters into their own hands, with filings for conscientious objector status, forced pregnancies, disappearances, seeking asylum in Canada, and leading rallies like this one today all over America. The American people and our children over there fighting still haven't been told the real reason the United States is at war with the Iraqi people. And against the people, the U.S. war machine has turned. Thousands of Iraqis, especially children, have been killed by our sanctions and our bombs. This is an immoral and an illegal war, and we need to bring our troops home now.
You're listening to Cynthia McKinney, live coverage of Flow Valley at Flow Plaza.
They made the groundwork to expand the war and destabilize Iran, Lebanon, and Syria. Destroying Iraq isn't good enough for them. Now, nor are the million men and women in our armed services enough for them. The George Bush war machine wants you too, and they want your children. Everywhere you turn, the Pentagon is denying it wants to reinstate the draft. But at the same time, it laments that recruitment is way down. So they turn to mercenaries, and they will increasingly be used to fight their war with your tax dollars. While reinstating the draft only feeds the war machine. In fact, we need to get military recruiters out of our high schools. They need to stop harassing our children, and the $1 billion that they spend on slick radio and TV ads and friendly and unfriendly neighborhood recruitment or offices ought to be put in the education budget so our children can go to college without going to war first. They tell us this is a war for democracy, but that's a joke because George Bush came to power by stopping democracy at home, denying the opportunity to vote to blacks and Latinos in Florida. They built on that fine record last year with hackable voting machines that don't accurately tally our votes. And in countries like Haiti, where democracy was thriving, they arrested President Aristide and forced him at gunpoint to leave his own country. While they support to cherish democracy, they really have a disdain for it. Democracy in Venezuela, India, Spain, Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and Uruguay has produced proud people willing to stand up to U.S. imperialism, coercion, and destabilization of their countries. And the good news is that resistance is spreading. The worse they are, the stronger we become. And worse they will become because they now also aim their sights at China and at Russia after they have finished balkanizing the Middle East. But one thing I guarantee to you and to them is that we won't be fooled. We know the truth, and we won't be stopped. So stay strong, my brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. Thank you.
That was Cynthia.
Did you get all that, Mitchell?
Yes, we did. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that was Cynthia McKinney.
Yes, that was. I've been...
Next up, we have Barry and Helen.
I think my battery's going to come out.
Yeah, same here as well.
Yeah.
Can you call back?
Yeah, I'll call back later.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Well, that was inspiring. Extended coverage from the rally itself, downtown as we speak right now at Federal Plaza. To give an orientation of where we are from this broadcast, we're in the Chicago Indy Media offices in Chicago's Logan Square neighborhood on the northwest side. Northwest side of Chicago. And rally is taking place in downtown Chicago at Federal Plaza, a permitted rally, as you just heard. And we apologize for the audio. It was quite low, but the best we could do. But great that we were able to get that. Cynthia McKinney live from the stage at Federal Plaza. So, anyway, what other coverage has been going on? We may get a phone call back from Rita. And San Francisco Bay Area actions are also taking place. We've got Portland, San Diego, Chicago. and SF Bay, and another hundreds or so. And here's a new phone call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jonathan March. Is this Indy Media?
Yes, this is. Chicago Indy Media. Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear. Terrible. The police are moving in. There appears to be an object. It's a silver disc of some sort. It's landing. Oh, God, it's landing. The door's opening. Oh, the horror. I-beams. Oh, no, I-beams. Oh, National Guardsmen just got eradicated by I-beams. Oh, no. Oh, it just took out a bunch of... It just took out the kids from Maine.
Yeah, it just took out the protest warriors. I don't have time for this. Sorry, accident there. Prevented us. Try to call again. 773-384-8544. This is Chicago Indy Media's coverage from the trenches of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. I'm Mitchell Stepanchik. You heard some right-wing cracker nut job give an account of, Martians landing on Federal Plaza. But if you're going to call in with real news, you can do so. 773-384-8544. We've cleared the riffraff from the phone line. You can also email us, imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Hopefully this is a legitimate call.
Chicago Indy Media, you're on the air and I'm being recorded. Hello?
Harassment. I think I know who's doing that. Someone called and then just pressed the 5 button, I think, on their cell phone and just pressed and held. So
where
it's
are they even getting their number from?
When we were posting on the website. They're checking it from the website.
Well, they're going to the website?
Yeah.
Just irritate themselves?
Yeah. They apparently have nothing better to do. They actually did. Actually, I wanted to do thanks to Chicago Protest Warrior for one thing at least. We were too busy to actually organize a spreadsheet with all the details. But if you do go to, what is it called, pwchicago.com, it turns out that there was a March timeline which was listed. Operation Freedom's March timeline is what they're calling it. It's actually a very nicely arranged graph of all of the events. I've been using it throughout the day, and it's only now that I'm actually admitting it. So thanks a lot, guys. You actually saved us a bunch of time for organizing all the events that were taking place. It actually helped me to manage a lot of events reasonably well. So in a kind of reverse osmosis, thank you. So anyway, if you want to call in with real news or want to waste our time, call 773-384-8544. imc-chicago@indymedia.org is our email address, and Chicago IMC is our AOL instant message name. Have there been any AOL instant messages lately? It doesn't look like it. So that was very helpful that Cynthia McKinney called in. Well, it wasn't her. It was actually Rita who brought in her message to, well, you know what I mean. Her message was brought in to, Chicago Indy Media, for her speech that she gave. So that was cool. From the phone. CD, standing mic, me. The level is increasing a little bit. Hello? Yes, good. Better. Okay, so in addition to Chicago, there are now 4 radio streams. Portland, San Diego, and SF Bay, all on the West Coast. I thought that DC was doing something as well. DC.indymedia.org. The inauguration protests. Hunger striking at Georgetown, what workers and students say. They have an activist calendar. Nothing yet. Freemix Radio, the DC Radio Co-op. Assorted DC radio projects. W97.5 FM Radio CPR. RadioCPR.com is the website for that. In any event, we've been on the air long time. 7 hours and 20 minutes now. That's a lot. I've been recording upwards of 150 megabytes worth of audio data. Some of it good, some of it helpful, some of it possibly historic. We shall see. I'm hoping for details with regards to Andy Thayer. Actually, what I might do... do you have a cell phone?
I do.
Can you make a phone call?
Yeah.
Could you call... I don't know if you might want to just call. The National Lawyers Guild.
Yeah.
See if we can get a detail regarding... If they know any details regarding protesters who were arrested.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's their number?
312-913? Yeah.
1312?
All right.
1312-913-0039.
Yeah. Just introduce yourself saying you're calling from our office. And more spam has yet arrived. This is very random. NASA, what a surprise. In 1901, Netscape, Hungry, Liberians, take it easy. Welcome to Dada Email here on Chicago Indie Media. We use lots of random stuff here. So, anyway, radio. Indie media coverage from around the United States provided courtesy of Portland, San Diego, Chicago, and SF Bay, San Francisco Bay Area. We had a phone call from SF Bay, and I tried to leave the line free to anticipate possibly more calls. We may be seeing something shortly.
What's our number again?
773-384-8544.
8544?
Yes. Anyway, to report on additional coverage, we've got at least four radio streams going on. Fort Bragg, North Carolina is one action, courtesy of Chapel Hill in the media. Activists from coming all over the East will be converging in Fayetteville, home of Fort Bragg, to protest the war and demand the troops come home. On Saturday, March 19, thousands of people of conscience from around the Southeast and beyond will join hundreds of military families and veterans in Fayetteville, North Carolina for an historic march and rally against the war in Iraq. The events in Fayetteville are organized and endorsed by over 100 organizations, including United for Peace and Justice and Iraq Veterans Against the War, and will be the main component of the nation's anti-war movement on March 19th. Fayetteville is the home of Fort Bragg, one of the largest military bases in the country. Nearly one in five soldiers deployed in Iraq is from North Carolina. We are at the center of the American military enterprise. Nearly 50 soldiers from Fayetteville have died in Iraq. Thousands more have been repeatedly separated from their families for long periods of time. Soldiers and veterans push to piece their lives back together. Anything?
No, they're not answering. I just left a message to call at our number if they have any information anyone's been arrested.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Organizations, congregations, and individuals who are not in the military nevertheless care deeply about deaths and injuries to our own military as well as to the Iraqi people, the economy, the lands. Last year, 1,400 people gathered in Fayetteville on March 20th to bring the troops home. This year, over 100 organizations are mobilizing, and at least 50 cities are sending buses from New York to Atlanta, Knoxville to Wilmington, Norfolk to Columbia. This year's weekend of events will focus on the voices and experiences of soldiers, veterans, their families, and those closest to the war and its ravaging effects. Our aim is to stand with and amplify the voices of those veterans and family members who are military families, who are brave enough to speak out and tell their truths and against the triumphalist version of the administration and the corporate media. Main sponsors of the 2005 actions include Veterans for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War, Quaker House, Fayetteville Peace with Justice, Military Families Speak Out, Bring Them Home Now, the North Carolina Peace and Justice Coalition, the North Carolina Council of Churches, and United for Peace with Justice. Please see more information online at ncpeacejustice.org for more info. Over the past 3 years, North Carolina has been home to one of the South's most vibrant anti-war movements. We organized an 8,000-person-strong demonstration and rally before the invasion of Iraq on February 15, 2003. We pushed Republican Congressman Howard Coble to announce that he is calling for a return of the troops home. We North Carolinians have resisted the war along with tens of millions of people worldwide. Last year's mobilization was the largest peace demonstration in Fayetteville since the Vietnam War, and it was a huge success. It drew media attention from around the country and the world. It gave many servicemen and women a chance to speak out. This year promises to be even more significant as the American public is increasingly weary with the arrogance, lies, and coercion that are used to keep us in this war. This year, we're upping the ante. Already, we have been contacted by grandparents who are driving from Texas with their three grandchildren to help end the war. Parents of soldiers killed in Iraq will come for comfort and resistance. Buses will come from New York and beyond. Energy is high, and the commitment is strong to show real support for the troops, support money for jobs and education, not for war and occupations, and support no war in Iraq. They list a schedule of events, of course, through March 18th through 20th. They offer guidelines and unity principles, which are listed. This is all on the North Carolina Independent Media Center, which is listed URL at chapelhill.indymedia.org. And you can find out more. What do we have now? So that's Fort Bragg. Baltimore. Providing coverage of events there. Breaking news developments. Multiple marches and arrests in Chicago. 300 people marching in Milwaukee. Hundreds converge in the Army Recruiting Center in Brooklyn. Protesters have already taken to the streets in Tokyo, Istanbul, Copenhagen, London, Bombay, Lahore, Rome, Ankara, Athens, Brasilia, Glasgow, and many other cities. And showing lots of photos. Here in Chicago, there have been some arrests. At least 7 by one count, perhaps 8. We're still waiting. I should update the speech because it seems like that she's been talking for a long time. The website is currently listing that Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney was giving a speech. And we'll say that ended about, how long did she talk? Like 3:15 p.m.? We're updating that up. Update developments. Thanks to everyone for listening out. You can listen in. You can call. Looking for coverage. People have been calling a lot. I apologize for the technical snafu. That was my fault. For about 50 minutes during the 1 o'clock hour, which was a lot of things. I think we got a lot of what we could have covered. And we got a lot of calls. So, thank you all. Nothing forthcoming terribly so on DC indie media, global indie media. We were going to Baltimore. Baltimore's youth are not disposable. Rally at St. Peter Claver Church, 1546 North Fremont Avenue. With a lot of speakers, including the president of the Maryland AFL-CIO, students from the Algebra Project, workers fighting for justice, poetry, music, and more. They've got list about 25 different organizations co-sponsoring. So Baltimore is organizing stuff. So did California Actions, which are being listed. This comes to us from IndyBay, indybay.org. Los Angeles, various California protests include Los Angeles, a March 19th march at Hollywood and Vine, which I came very close to actually being at last year. Fresno, March 19th anti-war rally in the valley. Monterey, March 19th march in black. I actually attended one of the protests that was organized by the Ann Arbor chapter of Women in Black, planned in downtown Monterey. On Palo Alto, on March 19th at 5 p.m., there will be a peace vigil at St. Mark's Episcopal Church. San Benito, a March 19th community vigil to mark the second anniversary of the war in Iraq, remembering all who were affected by war. San Diego, and a shout out to San Diego Indie Media and the radio project out there. Rally in March at 6th and Laurel. Pasadena, anti-war planning meeting being interrupted by police. Eureka is holding a march and rally beginning at 11 a.m. in Halverson Park, 2nd and L Streets. And on the March 20th, Sunday, a march and rally in San Jose. And we know the way to San Jose. Gathering at 1:30 p.m. at the Diridian train station. As well as listing assorted protests from cities around the country. Rah-rah. Radical calendar. Monterey looked interesting. In solidarity with the people of denouncing the U.S. invasion and occupation in Iraq, a march in black is planned for downtown Monterey, California, Saturday, March 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. They will meet at Window on the Bay Park, Del Monte Avenue at El Estero, and march single file in silence to Fisherman's Wharf, Custom House Plaza, Alvarado Street, and back to Window on the on the Bay. This will be a funeral march, a time to mourn the senseless loss of life, the destruction and waste of war, the havoc wreaked on people of Iraq, the loss of our civil liberties and our democracy. We urge everyone to wear black or appropriate funeral attire, including black hats, scarves, and veils. Signs will be available to carry or bring your own, preferably small and in black and white, or flowers. There will be a casket, drums, and stakes commemorating U.S. soldiers who have died in Iraq. The event will finish with a candlelight vigil back at Window on the Bay, sponsored by the Peace Coalition of Monterey County. Interesting. Other events. Okay, so that's the deal there. Everything seems to be working. Answer Peace Demo Live, being organized presumably by the International Answer Chapter of Los Angeles. March 19th, the Global Day of Action, the March and Rally in Los Angeles. An email has evidently just arrived. Let's check that for a moment. And, oh joy, just when I was afraid there was a shortage of spam, I just got more spam! Anyway, Hollywood and Vine, back to Los Angeles. A rally to encourage a sneeze. I think I'm going to sneeze in a moment. Or maybe not. KPFK 90.7 FM will broadcast the rally live. Speakers include Ron Kovitz, Maria Elena Durazo, president of Unite Here Local 11, actress Mimi Kennedy, Sal Rosselli, the president of SEIU Local 250, and many more. Performers include The Conspiracy of Thought, The Freedom People, Patty and the Sunshine Brothers, and hip-hop artist Farmer John, with much more. March 19, 2005 is an international day of protest and the second anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Millions around the world will march and to say no to war and occupation from Iraq to Palestine to Haiti everywhere. The people of Los Angeles will send Bush and the war makers a strong and clear message against war, occupation, racism, and all forms of bigotry on March 19th. Bring your voices, signs, banners, and noisemakers, and more to highlight our just demands. See the billboard at Hollywood, Sunset, and Virgil. That's being organized by the Los Angeles Chapter of International Answer website, answerla.org. Hollywood and Vine probably taking place. Took place at 12 noon today, so hot dog. Well, actually, that would be like a half an hour from, a hour, no, 2 hours back from Chicago time, so that would be 1:30, so it may still be going on. So hopefully we'll give a shout-out to people out in Los Angeles. And we'll have a conversation right now.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I don't know if you've had any curiosity as to what's going on in the area outside of the immediate protest. I've just been kind of walking around. There are about perhaps 150 police on Michigan Avenue, pretty much in riot gear, right around Adams and at various points down there. Nothing seems to be happening.
Where are you now?
Right now I'm on Jackson and State. The presence is pretty scattered around here. I'm walking north. There's about 15 near DePaul. There's about 5 near Jackson and about 10 near Jackson and State, and more across the street. So they're all over the area. I didn't see, I only saw a handful on Wabash. Particularly Michigan, and I'm starting to see more on State here, fully geared up. There doesn't seem to be any protest activity that I can see going on outside of the main area.
Okay.
So just thought you might be interested in that update. I'm going to be going back, but you've probably been updated on most of the major events. So
Fair amount, yeah. But do call in again. If you have more information to share, please do call back.
We'll
be on the air till 6.
All right.
Okay.
I actually know that guy. I didn't know if he wanted to have his name mentioned on the air, so I didn't ask. But I definitely recognize the voice. Okay, so, great. We'll have an update. So we'll update the website. And now, novel writing from Wessex. You're going to listen to me type in all the words to The Return of the Native. So at... ooh, this is eerie. 3:33 p.m. Report from Jackson and State. Considerable police presence. No protesters. Presumably, they're all at the Federal Plaza Rally. Rock. Okay. So we will update this. Oh, the excitement of pushing buttons. Buttons. Yeah, Jackson State. Considerable police presence, no protests. Hark, a phone call.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
One more quick call. Just saw something that might catch everyone's interest. I was just south of State and Jackson. Someone had a camera. I was taking pictures on State Street. No protesters around. The cop walked up to him and said, "What are you doing here? Are you with yourself or do you have buddies around?" Guys, like, I'm just taking cameras and just taking photos, and put his camera away. But apparently, they're harassing people with cameras even outside of the protest area. So thought that was interesting.
And this guy was apparently not affiliated with any of the protests.
I didn't see anything. I just the only thing I saw was that he had a camera out. I didn't necessarily see him taking photos of the cops, but it was close to the march, and I guess that's kind of the mood that's in the air here. It seems. At this point, when I left, it seemed fairly mellow immediately around the protest site, but apparently in the area, they're acting a little bit differently from that observation.
That's interesting. That, actually, whoever did that, I hope they have the sense to maybe, I don't know, file a complaint with regards to possible harassment on no just cause.
Probably would have been a good idea to note the badge number at the time, but I didn't think of that. But well, that's kind of just wanted to kind of share with you the atmosphere that at least one officer decided to create there.
Okay. Well, I'll pass the word along.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, call back.
Okay, so as I'm reporting, report from just south of Jackson State. Police have harassed a random photographer. Who was taking photos happened to be there. Unknown if the photographer with any protest efforts. So it would seem that the air of protest is, well, the air is thick with intimidation downtown at this moment. One wonders. Philadelphia. Checking out what other protests are going on around the country. Philadelphia Anti-War Memorial March held organized for tomorrow, Sunday, March 20th, 2005, 2 p.m. Eastern time, presumably. Second anniversary of the start of the war in Iraq. Solemn memorial for all the war dead and calls for nonviolent resistance to the war of occupation beginning in Old City, Philadelphia at the Friends Meeting House Courtyard at 4th and Arch Streets and concluding at the Philadelphia Federal Building, 6th and Market Streets, with a reading of the National Call for Nonviolent Resistance being launched March 19th through 20th by National Network of Peace, Justice, and Religious Groups, the Iraq Pledge of Resistance, and United for Peace and Justice. There will be a ceremonial stop at the Philadelphia Federal Jail at 7th and Arch, where over the past 2 years, people have been jailed for their participation in the March 20, 2003 civil disobedience mass blockade of the Philadelphia Federal Building, posted there by the Northwest Greens. That's Philadelphia. Let's see what's going on in Houston. Art League Houston is pleased to announce that they're accepting submissions. There we go. On March 19th to 20th, the second anniversary of the war in Iraq, in Houston, a march and rally will be held on Sunday, well, Saturday, March 19th, assembling at Dunleavy Park at Dunleavy and Castle Court at 12:30 p.m. 1 p.m., we will march to Bell Park, Montrose, and Bank Streets, where we will have a rally with speakers, musicians, and much more. Our message will be loud and clear. Stop the war in Iraq. Bring the troops home now. We have chosen to march and rally in Montrose because we know that our voices will be heard by many people in the community. So please make plans to join us on March 19th. Bring your families, friends, and coworkers. Protest being sponsored by the March 19th Coalition endorsed by Progressive Workers Organizing Committee, the International Socialist Organization, Hurricane Collective, Axis of Logic, and the International Access Center with the continuing list in formation. Additional organizational endorsements are welcome, so call or email us, whoever us happens to be, if you'd like more information. Unfortunately, they don't list it, but calendar listed courtesy of the Houston Independent Media Center, so that would be the place to look there. In any event, are we getting any updates? Thousands of people are starting the march to San Francisco. There is a live webcam available. Breaking dispatch. And we're seeing a live webcam, or at least I am. That's the glory of radio. You can actually see live webcams. Taking a while to bring up. Apparently loading a Java applet. Additional plugins, forget it. Well, no, it's still able to work. And I see a street. The protest may have since ended. Or the rally may have moved its way on. A march of about 300 people is on their way to a recruiting center and through downtown. Baltimore, Economic 101, Opportunities After the Economic Collapse, Review and Commentary on the Take. Nothing there, I'm afraid. Multiple marches are underway in San Diego, with converging, or efforts are set to converge on a, what is that, a protest? Set to converge in a protest in San Diego. No details yet. Leaving Coalition downtown train station Broadway and Kettner. This is an effort, actually, for protests. San Diego Coalition for Peace and Justice holding a local demonstration in conjunction with efforts around the United States and worldwide. And efforts there. Meanwhile, the New York Waste of Times, giving us plenty of sports coverage. They actually do have a photo from a protest. Anti-war activists marched in the streets in New York and other American cities. They quote David McReynolds. Multiple candidate for president nominee David McReynolds. Country was founded by acts of civil disobedience as he marched along 42nd Street. We have an obligation to make our resistance public and to say as clearly as we can that the war is illegal.
organizers encourage civility in San Francisco. Do they talk about a small town in the Midwest called Chicago? It doesn't look like it. Apparently we're not big enough. Well, anything new there? Dispatches are coming across, are being listed, and people are encouraged to, well, they can syndicate a features feed. What's on global? Oh, I don't know. Let's find out. More CAFTA. No updates there, I'm afraid. Okay, I'm going to take a breather as far as my throat is concerned. I should play something else. How about something funny? Billionaires for Bush and Moore. Protests in 2000 organized by Billionaires for Bush and Bush or Gore created a satirical protest group called Billionaires for Bush and Moore. You might want to use this to try to embarrass Harry Reilly. His and her. So let's listen in. So what should I play? Oh, I don't know. How about pieces? What are you listening to?
This is San Diego.
Okay. Hello, San Diego. I should call in. Well, I'm going to play a song.
Our climate's in a warming trend, and if we keep cutting down the forests, we will surely meet our end. We should do business in an eco-friendly way, but that would cost too much, so are melting at a rapid pace, and rising ocean levels soon could harm the human race. But they have got no proof their theories are correct. Our corporations don't get.
Piece of the Forest. That comes to us from the Billionaires for Bush and Moore CD. You can learn more at billionairesforbush.org. Tom, one of those. Google is our friend. And they put in
booklets that are apparently welded shut into their cases that you can't get out to learn more about the songs or the group. Billionaires for Bush or Gore is the project here. Billionaires for Bush or Gore and its subsidiaries, billionaires for unlimited inheritance, billionaires for more media mergers, billionaires for an unlivable wage, are participatory media actions that humorously expose... Dropped it. Expose how big money has stolen our democracy and distorted national priorities to serve corporate power. Excuse me. Founded by United for a Fair Economy, we had our national coming out party last year, I'm presuming that means 1999, with the Million Billionaire March... Oh, no, that would have been 2000. Million Billionaire March at the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. Since then, chapters have sprung up across the country. Many are still going strong, including the Los Angeles chapter, which put out this CD. Billionaires are part of a new wave of re-energized creative social activism. The song and campaign ad parodies on this CD are just one example of the kind of high-concept humor, culture-jamming satire, and media-savvy street theater that activists are using to tweak the hearts and minds of America against sweatshops, rainforest devastation, the prison industrial complex, corporate lies, and economic inequality. With a wrinkled business suit or a musty gown, you too join in the fun. Just choose a billionaire name. Check out our award-winning websites at billionairesforbushorgore.com or billionairesforunlimitedinheritance.com. Ask us to send you a billionaire's do-it-yourself kit, and you're good to go. See you in the streets by the co-chair named Phil T. Rich from the Billionaires Bush for Bush and More. Fascinating. Dum-da-dum-da-dum. Nobody calls, so holding my throat. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq and elsewhere, particularly Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stupinczyk. I have been on the air now with breaks here and there for 7 hours and 52 minutes. Another nice 10-hour break. And so we'll be approaching what looks to be the minimum 2-hour thing. I don't know if I'm going to want to call it off early because I'm not quite sure exactly what more I can do with regards to jail solidarity support. We've got information about arrests, but I don't know if actually if there's anything else I can do. As far as that goes, we may find out in the course of the next 2 hours, but we shall see. In any event, we're currently waiting on word for, well, somebody. The rally may be ramping up soon, maybe not. Don't know just yet. So, I don't know what else is going on. Sorted protests. We'd seen about the protests in San Francisco. Thousands of people have been marching in a live webcam action. So in any event, North Side and South Side March, Youth and Militarization March, Palestine Solidarity. So it would appear, actually what I may want to do is maybe work on this now, an article basically summarizing the day of protests and events in Chicago. Hello? Yes, good. Well, if I had to summarize the day... giving it a more accurate assessment. Oh, what should we do? I don't know if I want to write this. I may want to just digest this, especially since it's not over yet, folks. Rally is still going on, as far as we know. What it would appear... Let's see if I can give a summary of events. Spirited and largely supportive protests that basically swept the city of Chicago, even though they were supported by a wide range of people from across the city, north and south, and everywhere else. were met with very heavy-handed police response, and basically forcing massive amounts of protesters against their will and in violation of city law. We'll probably have more information when people get home tonight, posting stuff to Chicago Indie Media, updates, photos, and so on, that will be listed. I don't know how quickly I can get the web stream up into the archives from this very broadcast. The last year, it took quite a while. I didn't have it going for about, I don't know, fully up until maybe 2 months after the protest had ended. Maybe not that long, but quite a while. It certainly wasn't within a matter of a day's time, although that might be more apropos in this case. I just wish that, let's see, we had gotten calls from the north side, the south side, you could call it the Youth and Militarization March, Palestine Solidarity, kind of referring to the Gay Liberation Network, Southsiders for Peace had gotten some calls, Ukrainian Village, nobody from Christian Peacemakers, unfortunately. I should have gotten a hold of them. The Columbia Consulate, but a fair amount of people did call, so I may continue. Hopefully we'll get some more phone calls. We encourage you to call in, 773-384-8544. Or you can also email imc-chicago@indymedia.org or send a send an AOL instant message to Chicago IMC. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. In fact, four in Africa, about a dozen or so in Canada so far. Some in East Asia, lots in Europe, lots in Latin America, some in Australia and nearby Oceania, South Asia, probably more than 70 or so, could be more. Organizing efforts. I'm kind of feeling beat. I'm going to put on some more music just to help to try to recover my strength. Okay. What do we want to listen to? More Billionaires for Bush and Moore? Toys for the World. This is Billionaires for Bush and Moore.
Toys for the World are made by kids.
Chicago in the media, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
This is IP Relay Operator 5407 with a relay call.
Yes?
Sir, I'm sorry. The person has disconnected.
Okay.
Thank you, IP Relay Operator 5407. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Well, that was distracting and annoying. Third time today. And it might be someone who's trying to get a hold of us and just having no luck, or it may be just a pointless distraction. We don't know. We shall see. Anyway, I was going to... Why, that really freaked me out there for a second. Anyway, CD is up. Let's... I don't know what we were doing. Getting the CD ready to air. This is Billionaires for Bush and Moore, Toys for the World.